This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game is over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLAV, that's Believe, for 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's promo code BLAV. Bet Online. The game starts here.
Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, we know about them. A.T. Perry is really, you know, don't think for a second A.T. Perry just going to let people come in here and just, you know, just dislodge him from having an opportunity. I know they bring Cedric Wilson in as a veteran to kind of help out. But my man, we can't look past what A.T. Perry. If A.T. Perry head is on straight and he wants to do, you know, he got the size. He's not just a big guy with size, but A.T. Perry could run too. So if he's on point, man, A.T. Perry, along with Rashid Shaheed and Chris Olave, that could be a very good trio of wide receivers for us. But like I said, Cedric Wilson is going to come in here and make a name for himself. Bub Means is another dude that the Saints drafted that'll make a name for himself as well. So we do have some interesting people there, and they did bring in St. Brown and to add another veteran to the room, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Saints kind of stepped in there and decided to do something else. I ain't tripping on that, but, you know, I wouldn't be mad at another vet wide receiver coming in there. Why not? They got some out there available. Sean says, Q, what's up, Sean? Says, Q, given the potential of the new offense, what is the ceiling of this team if the old clicks? The ceiling for this team, fam, could be a top five. This could be a top five offense, and I've said that before. We have the people. We have the people. We, in terms of the players, Alvin Kamara could do every bit, and that's why I was getting excited when I was talking to y'all about the numbers, because y'all remember, put one in the chat if y'all remember the show when I pulled up the numbers from the 49ers, because people was talking about the 49ers offense, and I actually put the numbers on screen about the 49ers and the statistics that their players were turning out to have that kind of production, and and I was looking at, order to run that type of system, you got to have the players, and I'm talking skilled players that you could be relied on at times when the game is close or whatever, you need somebody to implement a play. You got to have phenomenal players. We have those players. Alvin Kamara could do every bit of what Christian McCaffrey doing, could even do it better. We just have to be able to put the right offense in play, operate on code offensively. And I can see Alvin Kamara having the biggest year that he's ever had as a Saint. I can see that happening if this system is ran close to what they did last year with San Fran. I can see him having that, because that type of system is exactly what Alvin Kamara needs to go. You play him all over the place. You can rely on him here. And then not to mention, you add Taysom Hill as a running back. Could y'all imagine? We talk about Alvin having a compliment, which is Jamal Williams, they gave him the money. But could you imagine what Taysom Hill brings if they pairing Alvin Kamara and Taysom Hill there? Could you imagine that? And then you keep Taysom and Alvin on the field and bring in Kendre Miller to run, or Jamal to run, and them guys. You see what I'm saying? Man, they have all kind of ways. We have the players to do every bit of what the 49ers did. When you send Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel, those guys, the numbers that they put up with the 49ers last year, they can do every bit of that. And Kittle didn't have a big year with the 49ers last year, and they still went up there. So, I mean, we have the players to be able to perform a top five offense in the game. I'm going to say top five. I ain't going to go beyond myself and say a top one. But I'm just going to say a top five offense. They have the players. They just have to have the scheme and on code to do it. All right. Thank you for the question. Will says, Q, who has more total yards this season? AK-41 total yards this year. I'm going to have to go. I'm going to go with Alvin Kamara on this one. I got to go with AK-41, Will. I got to go with AK-41. Total yards. Total yards. That means running and you're talking about running and passing, stuff like that. I mean, not passing, but running and catching. Well, we know Olave is mostly used there, but a lot of people anticipate Chris Olave to have a thousand yard receiving yard campaign with 70 plus catches. Like they saying he wants to get to like 80 catches this year. And like I said, man, I think that with AK-41, I think the system is set up like we seen from McCaffrey. I think because this is the thing. Christian McCaffrey had over 1,400 yards rushing last year. Rushing. 1,400 yards rushing for the 49ers last year and like 14 rushing touchdowns. That's what McCaffrey had last year. 1,400 plus yards, 14 rushing touchdowns. And then if you turn on the passing, the catching, he caught 67, I want to say, catches, and he had like six or seven touchdown catches. So he had like 60 catches. He was like second on the team in catches. He was the top rusher with over 1,400 yards rushing, double digit touchdowns. And then he was the second receiver. And he had 67 catches and like seven or eight touchdowns, receiving touchdowns. He had a massive year for the 49ers. You know, I could see Alvin Kamara doing every bit of that. I really could. So I'm going to have to go with AK-41 on that one. I think this is Kamara's year, to be honest with you, fam. I'm going to be an honest Amish on you with that one, man. You know, and let you know. What's up, Cartel? Shout out to you. Poppy says, Q, do you think with all the addictions we can be good on with the addictions? Oh, you mean addictions? Uh-oh, hold on now, man. Hold on now. We better not have none of that going on. Now, let me tell you something. We can't have none of that. Nah, I get what I'm just messing with you. The additions, we can be good on both offense and defense. Absolutely. Absolutely. But it all comes down to operating on code, the guy's attention to details, and just recognizing what we got to do and taking care of business, making sure you correct guys and it's not doing what they're supposed to do, and just handling business. And then, of course, we might have some luck to go along with it in terms of guys staying healthy. But outside that, no doubt about it, man. Shout out to you. Appreciate you, man. All right. Big ups. All right. I said, do you think we'd be good on offense? Yeah, I think so, man. I think we can be really good. The offense, man, we'll see, man. Like I said, I've said a lot about, okay, he's 26. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Black Mage, talking about Willie Gay. All right, thank you, bro. Appreciate that. All right, says, do you think we'd be great on? Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. I'll answer that one. Yeah, absolutely. 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 Saints, and we've said this before, the Saints are not a garbage team. They're not a trash team. They're not a bottom feeding team. We just look like that over the last couple of years. That's why the pressure is high. Like a lot of people, maybe they're not aware of it, but that's why, you know, I've tried to keep people aware about the fact that when Dennis Allen took over the team, the Saints were, you know, they missed the playoffs under Sean Payton. There was some angst going on there, how they failed. When he took over the team, he took over a loaded team that was actually, from a personnel standpoint, nothing else, not statistics, none of that. But remember that first year you added some really good talent to upgrade because they were supposedly fixing the mistakes of the team that failed Sean Payton's last team. But they went backwards, 7 wins. Last year they went 9 wins. And it was according to their idea, we got better from a personnel standpoint, adding players, right? Now, you don't need Derek Carr to be a all-star or a pro bowl quarterback to have success. You just need him to do his job. And doing his job is like what he had 38, whatever it was, he threw this year, you know, those type of statistics. We just need Derek Carr. We just need Derek Carr to take care of the football and keep the offense on time. And everything will take care of itself. Make the proper throws when you're supposed to. Hand the ball off and just keep the offense on time. That's what we need, because really, like I said, the strength of the Saints, offensively speaking, is the running game. The Saints have to rely on the running game. You got a guy, a player as special as an Alvin Kamara, who can give you everything Christian McCaffrey gave the 49ers, you do it. When you got Taysom Hill, who you, and I've said this before, Taysom Hill was operating as a quarterback who didn't throw the ball much. He had like 11 attempts all year long. All them reps you seen him back there as a quarterback, he threw the ball, 11 times the whole year, you know, and because he was a runner. And despite the fact that he was back there the majority of his time by himself as a scrambling quarterback, and the defenses knew that he was going to scramble because they knew he wasn't going to throw it. And he still averaged 5 yards a carry, and they knew he was going to run at him. And he still gave him 5 yards. That, to me, is just unbelievable. And Taysom Hill is arguably one of the, five fastest Saints on the team. You don't want, if you're a defender, you don't want to see Taysom Hill running downhill with a head full of speed. And it don't take him that long to get there. So if you got a lane that you open up for Taysom, he gets the ball and he takes off, man, if you're a defender and you at the third level of the defense, you know, you don't want to see Taysom Hill. So imagine a team where you hitting them with Alvin Kamara, Taysom Hill, Kendre Miller, Jamal Williams. That is crazy. And I know you probably not going to use all those backs, but you can if you have the imagination, because some of them guys, you can move them to other positions on the field and still use a Jamal or a Kendre in the running the game and decoy those guys. Imagine if plays where you can have Taysom and Alvin lined up and they're not running backs, they're just out there like wide receivers, and defenses are looking saying, man, what the hell are they doing over there? What are them two doing over there? You know, and then all of a sudden they're playing, you decoying. They don't get the ball. You're just using them as a decoy, and then you get a ball to Kendre Miller or Jamal Williams. I mean, you have players that are so talented that you can use them in different ways. Some of those guys, like I said, you won't give them a break every now and again, but some of them guys, you won't keep them there because they match up nightmares. Who's going to match up with a Taysom Hill? He's faster than most of these cornerbacks. He can be guarded by most of these linebackers. Same with Alvin Kamara. So if you're blocking for them and the scheme fits, man, it's unbelievable what they could do. So, I mean, like I said, it all is based on the fact, it's all based on if the offense can stay on code, they can get the running attack going, you can get play action going, and then everything changes. So, like I said, Carr, like a lot of people not excited about Derek Carr. Derek Carr don't have to do a lot. Just keep the offense on, you know, don't turn the ball over. Make the throws when you're supposed to, and turn around, hand the ball off to one of these guys, because that's what that's what we really need to do, man. All right. Anyway, let me get a couple of more. Then we're going to get on up out of here, man. And do our thing. Pelicans, Nola, shout out to you. All right. Big ups to you. Tuck says, I remember Peyton last year, land of 1,000. Yeah. Peyton. Very interesting him picking up Bo Nix, man. That's a very unique pickup for Sean Payton. Never seen Coach Payton take a rookie quarterback and make him anything. But if he's going to do it, it is good to do it with a guy that spent all his available time, that every moment he could in college being a quarterback. Bo Nix did. He spent every bit of time that he could possibly spend in college being a quarterback to be as ready as he can be for the pros. I mean, he's a good one. So I would love to see what's going on with Peyton, how that looks in Denver. All right. 504 Coach says, Q, you seen the Jason Peters rumor. You think that would be a good fit for a depth piece? Yeah, it depends on the contract. I wouldn't be mad at Jason Peters as a backup for the Saints, because we can use that. We can use a veteran backup like a defensive tackle if something goes funny with our guys. But I think That might happen if and when they find out that Ryan Ramczyk is not good to go, because they're still waiting on that. See, they have not written Ryan Ramczyk off. And if you see Jason Peters or a veteran of that ilk or a guy like that popping up, then you know what time it is. But they haven't written Ryan Ramczyk off yet. They're still in wait and see mode on Ryan Ramczyk. So we got to remember that. Thank you, 504-CO. Oh, yeah, indeed, Slim. He trucked the hell out of you and then get up like a bunny rabbit. You know, you remember I used to run over somebody and get up. He loves the contact, man. That gives it, you know, he gets excited about that.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, man. All right, Brother Verlin. What's up, Verlin? How you doing, sir? Says Q, you were right in saying AK and McCaffrey are similar. The separation is Kamara's stop and go ability. Mm-hmm. All right. He said, on top of AK style being a combination of Debo and McCaffrey, question is the offensive line play. How is the offensive line? That's what it all comes down to. And that's up to John Benton, the offensive line coach, who needs guys. And like I said about Penning and Fuaga, those guys, even though they're young, if you have a, you know, you help young offensive linemen out by running the football, right? Most of these guys, first round draft pick guys, know how to run block. So when you kind of having a heavy runner running the ball, that helps give them confidence. But the way John Benton was explaining how plays are set up and how pursuit routes are cut off and how you're operating on angles and all this kind of stuff. We've had hell stopping the 49ers. That style of zone offense is, we've had hell stopping that. You know, and because you got to keep your head on a swivel. They give you different motions left. They do double motions to kind of confuse you on what's going on. So it's hell to stop that offense. And by proxy, another thing people need to remember too is when you have Clint Kubiak's offense out there doing that, remember that the Saints defense will be watching what's going on. And that in itself can help the Saints when we go up against teams like the 49ers. Now, we don't see them next year unless we get to the playoffs, but this could be something that could be, this is an added benefit of practicing against this style of defense. You see all the motions, it's a complicated offense going back and forth. So you can imagine when you see more of a basic offense, what you need to do, because the Saints seen a lot of that. So at the end of the day, I think it's a benefit for the Saints defense to go against this offense. It really is. I mean, because it forces you to think in a good way. And I know not to the point where you just plotting and look, but you know you still have to operate with a certain amount of instincts as well. Yeah, but absolutely, Verlin, and I agree wholeheartedly with this question here about AK-41, man. AK-41, like I've been saying, fam, if this stuff functions like it's supposed to be, AK-41 could have a major year. This will probably be one of the biggest years that you've seen. And it couldn't come at more of an opportunistic time in terms of his contract situation and all of that, right? To have a major year like this, this could be a big year. I'm going to say it. I think Alvin Kamara is going to have a huge year for the black and gold if he remains healthy. All right. So Key says Saints 49ers very similar. Only thing having Trent Williams, they're structured very different. Yeah, indeed. Yeah, they have the big veteran guys up there. We have our young guys here. So we'll just have to see how that ends. Terrence says, what's up, brother? Terrence says, Kamara is 671 yards away from being the Saints' all-time leading rusher. He will get that this year. Indeed. I think he'll blow that out of the water, brother Terrence. I think he's going to catch the record and reset the record. How about that, man? AK-41 doing it big for the black and gold. All right, what's up, Bullet Family Travel Vlog? Shout out to you, brother Jason says Rattler going to be better than Bo Nix. Yeah, I said it. There you go. Yeah, but see, Bo going to have the jump start because, of course, Peyton could possibly give Bo Nix, not give him the job, but Bo Nix earns the job. He don't have a hindrance like a Derek Carr in front of him for at least a year, maybe two, depending on how the Saints behave, how everything kicks together. Because we know that Carr still has, what, 3 years left on his contract. And it's a big stropping ass contract, too. It's like as he gets older, the contract escalates. It's a very bad contract. I don't know why the Saints did it like that. Usually you'll have the big numbers at front and then they'll kind of, you know, they de-escalate with an older player. It's the opposite. I don't know why they did that. They couldn't afford the guy. Seems like a desperation move, if you ask me. All right, what's up, Lester? Shout out to you, man. Who that to you? All right, 504 Coach says, Q, I'm calling it now. Saints versus the Niners in the NFC Championship game. I'm all in. I can't help myself. I'm a who that. That's very real. It could happen. But like I said, man, Dennis Allen is a major key to this. And I'm not trying to throw cold water on nothing, but I have to remind family members that Dennis Allen is still our coach. And what that means is that for the team to improve, Dennis Allen has to improve as a head coach. Because even though we expect guys like Clint Kubiak and Andrew Janoco, the QB coach, and all these other guys to step up and be on code, Dennis Allen is still the head coach of the team. So he'll be doing that for the offense. Dennis Allen still has to keep everything together with everybody else. He has to learn to be a better head coach. It comes down to that. That's what it, because the teams, and like, look at some of these teams that's sitting up here. Like you talk about the 49ers with Kyle Shanahan and the Kansas City Chiefs with Andy Reid. You see, these guys are led by people that are very good at what they do. And I'm not comparing, I'm not saying Dennis Allen got to be like those guys. What I'm saying is Dennis Allen has to be the best version of himself. He has to realize his flaws as a coach, as a head coach, and he has to change these flaws. He has to learn. And I'm going to tell Dennis, like, what flaws? Your flaws is you adjust way too late. When you see stuff going on, you need to make the adjustment. You can't sit there and watch guys do what they're not, you know, do things they're not supposed to do and not get on, make them get on code. If guys are not doing what they're supposed to do and they're hurting the team, you got to pull them down and put somebody else there. You got to do that. And then on top of that, you got to keep your mouth shut about matters when it comes down to who did something wrong or what guy ran this wrong route. Says, listen, man, they both did what they wasn't supposed to do because the play didn't end up right. Just be neutral and don't take side. Don't take Derek Carr's side. I know it's a lot of stuff to say because this dude be wrecking his locker room and don't even realize what he's doing. The Marshawn Lattimore thing happened because he created that. Dennis Allen created this stuff, man. People were frustrated because the team was underperforming because they didn't have accountability and attention to detail. You're not holding anybody accountable. You have to hold the quarterback accountable when he's out there doing things he's not supposed to do. And if he's staring down one side of the seat field, you know what staring down means. You got to get on him for that. You got to keep the same standard for everybody. You cannot allow that to happen. The guy be tearing up his locker room. And by all, if you're going to apologize for anything, apologize to the Who That Nation when you have funky losses. Don't sit up there and don't you ever open your mouth to apologize to the Atlanta Falcons or anybody else. If you want to apologize for losing or having losses or letting people down, go and apologize to the Who That Nation. Don't open your damn mouth and apologize to the Atlanta Falcons. That kind of stuff, people like, what do you do? That kind of stuff is what he does. And there's other things. But he has to improve as a head coach. And I always ask these questions every year. How is Dennis Allen improving? Now, if you're changing up personalities and the offense, that's one thing. But you still have to improve as a head coach. What did you learn that made you a better head coach than what you didn't know from the previous year? What did you learn? And that's the stuff that I want to know, because that will be what is telling when football is actually being played and the games count for something. Right now, ain't nothing going on but some practicing, getting ready for the games, getting ready for when the time comes when the games do count. But that's not just Derek Carr getting better, or Alvin Kamara or Chris Olave or Rashid Shaheed or Taysom Hill or Cam Jordan or DeMario Davis or Marshawn Lattimore or Jordan Howden or Paulson Adebo, Alante Taylor, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Juwan Johnson, Jamal Williams, Spencer Rattler. It's not just about players getting better at their craft. It's also the head coach. The head coach is not immune to getting to the get better philosophy. He's not. If anything, he needs to be on top of that, on top of that totem pole in terms of getting better. You can't ask for players to get better if you're not getting better. You can't talk about progression if you're not leading the progress and you're the head coach. You're the leader of the team. You have to get better. As a coach, you can't be the same dude that you was in the last 2 years, because that don't count, because that's a loo that lost. That guy didn't get anything done. He didn't get anything done. You have to be able to be better as a head coach. Do whatever you got to do. Read some books, go to some seminars. And I'm pretty sure they got this type of stuff all across the country. They got where Hall of Fame guys have these seminars where you go up and down. They got stuff where they got the tight end camps. They got coaches camps where coaches can get crisper or get better on their game to learn, you know, all this kind of stuff. They got all that. Start attending that shit. Excuse me. Start attending that, because the Saints will go as far as the head coach takes them. You can't win despite the coach. The coach has to guide the team to these wins. Now, he got seven to nine. Does that mean you get to 10 or 11? We'll have to see. But I am definitely encouraged that he is using the verbiage that we've been bullhorning here for the last couple of years about the lack of attention to detail, and definitely the lack of accountability that we've seen fracture up the Saints, break them up into pieces. Even saying foolishness like there are no fractures in a locker room when you're preparing the contract, the same time you saying that, this to make Marshawn Lattimore's contract easier for him to be traded. But there ain't no fractures going on, and people upset that the Saints are not being accountable. That happened last year. You can't magically throw a wand over and say, "Oh, hold on now, there were no fractures." That makes you look like a liar. That makes you look like a fool, because I knew what time it was to who that nation, because you could look at the team, how they were playing, to understand that they weren't playing together. You could see it. You can't fool me with how the team. I know what my team looked like. And I also know when teams come to play and when half the team come to play. I also know what that looked like. And so do you. So we knew what time it was. We knew the whole time. So stop pretending and fix what needs to be fixed when it rears up. If people are disgruntled, go talk to them and soothe it over. Don't sit here and let it go sour the whole during this season when games count, and then address it in the offseason like you did Lattimore and Jameis Winston the last offseason. See, it's a pattern here. You got to switch that. You got to crack that up, break that all up. You got to stop doing that. So that's my take on it. The team will go as far as Dennis Allen. But like I said, I'm encouraged by him using accountability and attention to detail. He's been using those buzzwords the last several interviews. And I'm very encouraged by that, because if he puts that into his coaching regimen, just by staying on guys, that'll help the team win. It will. You don't have to be perfect, but making sure you find out who's not doing what they're supposed to do and stand on them to make sure they do it. And just doing that, man, that keeps our team together, because it keeps everybody at the same line. So I am encouraged by that. And we've been bullhorning that. And that dude finally saying it. So better late than never. Better late than never. All right. Yeah, Tuck said, I got to get you. Y'all be good. Okay, thank you, Tuck. Shout out to you. What's up, brother Kimo? Good to see you, man. Appreciate you. All right, Tay, how you doing, man? Who that to you as well? Tuck also said before he left, my dream is that DA becomes D coordinator. Leads the offense to Kubiak. I don't think that's going to ever work, fam. What's up, brother Neville? I don't think that's ever going to work. I don't think you usually fire a coach And then you demote them to the defense. Say, you know what, coach, I'm going to demote you to the D coordinator and make your offense coordinator head coach. I know a lot of people see that. But when the Saints start winning, a lot of that's going to disappear, because what's going to happen is, because like I said, the biggest part of, and there's many things about Dennis Allen that needs to be reworked on in terms of his coaching acumen. But outside, if he can just work with just those things, that's a huge plus, to be honest with you. That's a huge plus. At least you're not hamstringing your team. You know what I'm saying? Don't take sides with the public. Just say, you know, don't take sides in the public. Don't apologize to no rivals. you know, little stuff like that that seem to kind of upset people. Please don't do that. Just stay out of it and keep your mind on football. Don't take sides. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. All right. So anyway, fam, we'll get out on that. Listen, I appreciate y'all guys for chiming in on today's show. I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all do me a service. Please feel free to hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. By all means, feel free to share the show on the social media feed, man. We'll be on Patreon tomorrow, fam. Much love to y'all. Appreciate y'all. Shout out to my Instagram fam chiming in, my ex-Twitter, ex-fam as well, Twitch and everybody else, LinkedIn, Facebook. Shout out to you guys. And appreciate the family members for being here. Y'all also feel free to hit the like button. If you're not a subscriber, hit the subscribe button. Hit the retweet button as well. Or the re-X button, whatever you want to call it. Hit it up. And listen, I'll be back tomorrow on Patreon, fam. We'll go over some more Saints stuff. And you know, tomorrow will be that first day of the Saints minicamp. It'll be a lot to talk about tomorrow. We'll cover it with interviews and everything on our Patreon stream on Tuesday. So I invite you guys to kind of join us on that, man. So with that being said, y'all have a beautiful rest of y'all night. And I'm going to holla at y'all on Patreon tomorrow. Much love. Who that to you, baby? Appreciate it.
Yeah, huh? Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. 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 Huh? Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elf. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Bucking on town, duck down. Falcons, pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much, touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy and you probably smell. The crooked referees are Roger Goodell. Love like this and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that, where we do that, where we do that. Boogie like this and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the Sports Coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
The Sports Coma is brought to you by Bet Online, where the game starts.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.